From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Michael Bowen, reading Daughters of the Steppes, The Night Witches of World War II, by Brooks Carver. Now let's begin.
Caught between earth and sky, caught between youth and adulthood, only flying kept me sane. Come with me, and I will tell you a fine story.
Night Witch Maria Petrova. Chapter 1. I am Jan Brandt. I live in a small city near the Polish border, in what used to be East Germany, named Cottbus. It was once the home of the prestigious Brandenburg University. I attended Brandenburg for my undergraduate work. It brought me great pain to think of that respected learning center destroyed and turned into rubble by Allied bombers during World War II. Then the Russians came and reduced it even further. We are one country now, one Germany, our Germany. A new place, a new beginning. When West Germany and East Germany reunited in 1990, it became one country. After all those interminable dark years after the war, we are finally able to open our arms wide to the morning sun and feel the joy of freedom. Yet it will not be easy. Much work remains to heal us. Can I ever forget the monstrous piles of rubble that our family helped clear after the war in order to receive our ration of food? For a time, we lived on 1,500 calories a day and electricity for only 2 hours in the evening. My mother and I rushed to do everything at once. Cooking, ironing, and refrigeration were hopeless. We would have done better with an ice box if we could have found ice, which we could not. Worst of all, we never knew when the electricity would come on, what hour, day or night. Therefore, we worked frantically to get everything done. Brick by brick, we cleared the destruction before we could even begin the most rudimentary rebuilding tasks. The women and children of these ruined German cities had to remove the rubble. They hammered mortar off reusable bricks and discarded twisted metal. What the newsreels showed to the world was accurate. The jagged graveyard streets were real. We lived there. The smell of burned wood and the sour, dusty smell of broken cement will, I fear, never leave me. However, this brief story is not about that wretched time, but about my beloved father, Dietrich Brandt, who served in the German army and somehow came home to us. So many things have changed for the better since that long-ago war. Sadly, both of my parents are gone now. Perhaps they could have lived longer, but all the trauma and hunger stripped away their vigor after those bleak days of that monstrous war and severely compromised their health. I recall so well when in the late 30s, Father was a rather popular Russian history and literature professor at our great local university. Our apartment near the campus overflowed with the distinguished Russian literature that he and my dear mother loved. Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, Gorky, Chekhov, and those beautiful poems by Boris Pasternak covered shelf after shelf, all leather-bound and pristine. On Sunday afternoons, students came to our large apartment to have my father help them with the original translation of celebrated Russian literature. Some of it was in its original
Sample complete. Ready to continue?